phone or in person. I hardly see your move as making you a drifter, partner. Some people could sit in a house, the same house, for years and be adrift, with no goals, no ambition, letting talent rot. Keep on being creative as you see fit, and don't listen to any damn body. All my life I wished I could sing. I barely have been able to howl at the full moon. Your consistent pursuit of music is a source of pride, and I tell many people of your talents. Do what you want to do. Do what you gotta do. After you get settled and feel better about getting around, let me know and I'll arrange a visit out there. Hopefully we will have time and resources to see my mother. Mom's situation is a constant source of revelation. Francis said they discontinued one of Mom's meds and she got better. Go figure. I talked to a physician, the doctor that did surgery on me twice, about this ethical situation of mother's illness. Dr. Zork is a modern Catholic, but has been a Catholic longer than he's been a doctor. He still says the merciful thing to do is not use a feeding tube. She has stated she chooses to meet her maker. Without the drawn-out agony and limitation she might even be being subjected to now. He says that the feeding tube type of therapy is to assist in the resumption of a normal life. That apparently is not Mother's case, nor will it be. Speaking of doctors and hospitals, I must again tell you how grateful I am for the phone calls and letters this time last year when I was in the hospital. I have regretted many times not being closer to you, even if it meant mowing yards for a job, to live close by. My mind is no longer clouded as it was for so many years, and those 3 past years have been the basis of a foundation for what may be a wonderful future. Today, that includes you on whatever basis and form it takes. Having a clear head mostly yields clear thoughts and plans. I was so pleasantly surprised to hear from you when I was ill. I still feel so lucky to still be able to communicate with you. Let me know if this is a workable address by giving me a quick call. I say quick call because it will have to be on our dime. You can call any time, of course, but if we get long-winded, the economy time after 10 p.m. is significant. I work at the Holiday Inn Bethesda, Sunday through Thursday nights. If you feel like it, send me a tape of something you are comfortable with me hearing. Let me hear from you when you get a chance. I love you. Still your dad. Acknowledgements. I always considered myself a private person, both on stage and off, who made way more observations about the world around me than the one inside me. But after my life fell apart in March of 2012, I felt compelled to express myself on a much deeper level. With each new project I took on, I found a sense of openness, a desire to share another level of my life, and I felt a more complete person emerging. I consider my comedy album, Live, which was recorded at Largo, to be the skeleton of who I am and what happened directly after the rug was yanked out from under me. It was the first time that I felt a need to tell the truths of my life because there was nothing left to protect. The documentary about me that soon followed, I consider my organs, and this book I consider to be the meat of it all. I am forever grateful for all of the people who allowed me the opportunity to tell my story in all its different forms and forums. My hope is that this book might give you some courage and possibly some insight or understanding about me, but more ideally, about yourself. I'd be honored if someone could use my life as an example in some way, but please remember, I'm just a person. I was fumbling and failing, growing and changing through it all, and will continue to do so. I tell myself daily that we all have tailbones, that though our bodies have evolved to the point of no longer needing them, our tails once gave us balance as we walked, that I'm just simply a person with a tailbone making my way in the world. I want to thank my first hero,